me since I've been here.
It's also like the 10th time you've told us.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. It must be really hard to hear. I'll tell you, it's a lot easier having three babies playing Bring It Into Noise, Bring It Into Funk on Your Bladder. I am so tired of being pregnant. Ugh, I can't sleep, except on my back, which hurts, so I can't sleep. Ugh, the only happiness I get is from a cup of coffee, which of course is decaf, and oh, I'm pregnant!
Babe, do you want a cookie?
So much.
So, Steve, honey, how are those mood swings going?
I haven't really had any yet.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Don't show the truth, love not your way.
Hey, all right. Here's the ring. Yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes.
So, any ideas for the bachelor party yet?
Whoa. Before you start handing out wedding rings and planning bachelor parties, don't you have to decide who your best man's going to be?
Oh, it's awkward. It's awkward.
Sort of already asked Chandler.
What? He got to do it at your first wedding.
Joey, I figured you'd understand. I mean, I've known him a lot longer.
Come on, Ross. Look, I don't have any brothers. I'm never going to get to be your best man.
You can be the best man when I get married.
I'm never going to get to be your best man.
Wait, so you get to be my best man twice, and I don't get to be yours at all?
Hold on. You, yeah, of course you can be my best man.
You said I could.
I'm not even getting married. Dave, this is a question for science fiction writers.
I can't believe you're not picking me.
Hey, how could it not be me?
I'm not even.
All right, you know what? That's it. From now on, Joey, I want you to be my best man.
Yes.
Shame about you, though.
Stop it.
What?
One of the babies is kicking.
I thought that was a good thing.
It's not kicking me. It's kicking one of the other babies. Oh, don't wake me. Come in there.
Hey. Do you guys have, like, a big ball I can borrow?
Yeah, there's one right under the cabinet.
Oh, thanks.
Why do you need it?
Oh, we're having a big party tomorrow night. Later.
Whoa. Hey. Are you planning on inviting us?
No. Later.
Hey, get your ass back here, Trivione!
Hormones.
What Phoebe meant to say was, how come you're having a party and we're not invited?
Oh, it's Ross's bachelor party.
So?
Are you bachelors?
No.
Are you strippers?
No.
Then you're not invited.
All right, fine. You're not invited to the party that we're going to have either.
Oh, well, what party?
Well, the baby shower for Phoebe.
Baby shower? Wow, that still doesn't sound like something I want to do later.
I can't believe I'm going to have a party. So great. A party.
What I got going for the party so far, liquor-wise. Get a lot of liquor.
Great.
Okay, now, in terms of the invite list, obviously I got you, me, and Chandler, and I'm going to invite Gunther because, well, we've been talking about this pretty loudly.
I'll be there.
All right, then, oh, listen, I know it's your party, but I'd really like to limit the number of museum geeks that are going to be there.
Yeah, tell you what, let's not invite any of the anthropologists, okay? Just the dinosaur dudes.
Okay, we need a six-pack of Zima.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Oh, just planning my bachelor party with my best man.
Yeah, well, good luck trying to top the last one.
Yeah, see, I don't think it's going to be that difficult considering this one won't take place in the basement of a Pizza Hut.
Well, I'm Ross. I'm too good for the hut.
Look, I got to go pick up Ben. Everything so far sounds great, Joey. Just remember, keep it on the mellow side, okay? Just a couple of guys hanging out playing poker. No strippers or anything, okay?
You got it.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah. Have fun planning your mellow bachelor party.
Well, there's going to be strippers there. You didn't say anything about no strippers.
You just said no strippers.
Oh, I chose not to hear that.
Look what I got. Oh. Can you believe they made these for little people?
Oh, little village people.
Okay, look at this one.
This is my favorite.
Oh, that is so sweet. Baby's gonna love dressing them in these. Huh. Except, Phoebe's not gonna be the one who gets to dress them. Because she's not going to get to keep the babies. Oh, my God, we are throwing the most depressing baby shower ever. Wait a minute. Unless we give her all gifts that she can use after she's done being pregnant. But like regular coffee, tequila, a carton of cigarettes.
What? She doesn't smoke.
It's the thought that counts. Oh, no, it's a great idea. Oh, and somebody can get her those leather pants that she's always wanted.
Oh, she's going to love that.
What the hell is this? What, did you actually thought it would make me feel better? To give me something I can't even use for another 2 months? This sucks! Oh. Who gave me this?
Well, they told me you liked them.
Oh, all right then. Then I'm wrong. It's a great gift. The best present I ever got. Oh. All right, what's my next present? All right, fine, and this is over. Gosh! Balloon!
Hey, listen, man, about the stripper.
Yeah?
Good call!
So you know who to ask to host your next bachelor party, huh?
Joey, I'm kind of hoping this will be my last one.
Little announcement. I've decided that my best man is my best friend, Gunther.
What's my last name?
Central Perk.
Thanks for not marrying Rachel.
Hey, Gunther, don't forget your shirt.
Hey, what are those? Our little party favors. Check it out. Wow, yeah.
Okay. I want everybody to know the position of my best man is still open. And, so is the position of the bride.
Great.
Smooth, man. Yeah, you got some chili on your neck. Well, I just want to say thanks, everyone. This was great, okay? And, hey, I'll see you guys Monday morning. Thanks, Joey.
Oh, hey, don't forget your shirt.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, hey, museum geeks. Party's over. Okay, wave bye-bye to the nice lady. There you go. Back to your parents' basement. All right.
Come on, boys. Come on out. There you go. All
right. Oh, look at the little birdie. Are those yours?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know they let you keep chickens and ducks as pets.
Oh, yeah. And I got the duck totally trained, too. Watch this.
Stare at the wall. Hardly move. Be white.
You are really good at that. So I had fun tonight. You throw one hell of a party.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it was great meeting you. And listen, if any of my friends ever get married or, have a birthday or a Tuesday.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I guess good night.
Well, unless you
Just want to hang around.
Yes?
Yeah. I'll let you play with my duck.
Hey! Stripper! The stripper stole the ring! The stripper stole the ring! Taylor, get up! Get up! The stripper stole the ring!
What?
The ring is gone!
Oh, just like, give me a minute to wake up for this.
You lost the ring. You're the worst best man ever.
Dude, this isn't funny. What am I going to do? I go to sleep last night, everything's cool. I wake up this morning, the stripper's gone and the ring is gone.
You slept with the stripper?
Of course.
Hi, guys. Hi, Stevie. Hi, Sweetie. I wanted to apologize if I, you know, seemed a tatty. I beat yesterday at my shower. You know, just the hormones, you know.
I know, we
hormones.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you. It was so sweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, you seem to be doing so much better. That's great. How are things going?
Good. You know, no, but okay. It feels like everything's been about me lately. So, what's happening with you?
Oh, well, actually, we were just talking about me not going to Ross's wedding.
Oh,
and this might be too hard given the history and all that.
Wow, this reminds me of the time when I was living on the street and this guy offered to buy me food if I slept with him.
Well, how is this like that?
Well, let's see, it's not really like that, because you see, that was an actual problem, and yours is just like, you know, a bunch of, you know, high school crap that nobody really gives to you.
I'm sorry, I guess I just thought that,
all right,
you know.
Here come the waterworks.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I called the company that sent there, and they don't care. Then I called 911, and they yelled at me. If this isn't an emergency, then what is?
I'll tell you, Joe, I really want to help you out, but I got plans to go see Titanic, so I've got to call 911 to find out what time it starts.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to thank you again for last night. That was a great party. And the guys from work had a blast. You know, one of them had never been to a bachelor party before, and another one had never been to a party before. So,
hey, that wedding ring, huh? Man,
that's nice. Yeah, right?
Yeah, I was thinking I might pick one of those babies up for myself. Where might one get one of those?
That ring? When my grandmother first came to this country, that ring and the clothes on her back were all she had with her.
She might say that the ring is irreplaceable.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. It's been in my family for generations. And every bride who's worn it has lived a long and happy life.
So you might say it's a magic ring.
Yeah, the stripper stole it.
Huh?
What?
What did you just... I think I heard what he said. I believe it was... Oh, yes. The stripper stole the ring.
My ring? My wedding ring? The stripper stole my wedding ring?
How could this happen? Well, I think it all started when you said, "Hey, Joey, why don't you be my best man?"
All right, fine. I'm gonna call the cops.
Dude, I screwed up. You don't have to turn me in.
Not on you, on the stripper.
Oh, yeah, well, I already did that. They said they're gonna look into it right after they solve all the murders.
Okay, well, then we'll call the company that sent her.
Well, I did that, too. They wouldn't give me her real name or her number. They said if I bothered them again, they'd call the police. I said, you talk to the police, you tell them I'm missing a ring.
So what, Joey? What are you telling us? That there's nothing we can do? Well, how could this happen?
Look, Ross, I am so, so sorry.
Well, what if we just called her, used a fake name, and had her come to my office?
Well, that sounds like fun, but we got a ring to find.
Here's your tea, Phoebe.
So good. Oh, thanks. Okay, good.
I'm so glad you like it.
Oh, what? What do you need to take? Oh. No, I think I just had a contraction.
You what?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I thought I felt one a couple minutes ago, and now I know that definitely was one.
Oh, come on. You can't have the baby here. I mean, I haven't sterilized the apartment since the guys moved out.
Okay, it's okay. We're going to be okay. Well, you know what? It's okay. I'm gonna boil some water and just rip up some sheets.
Now, it's probably false labor. They said that that could happen near the end. So just somebody get the book.
Rachel, get the book. The book. Okay. Okay.
The Bible?
I don't know!
Alright, okay, this is great. Chandler, you get behind the desk, and when she comes in, hopefully she won't recognize you because, well, why would she? And then you buzz Ross and I. You'll be Mr. Gonzalez, and I'll be Mr. Wong. Diverse.
Anybody call for security?
You be cool.
Okay. Which one of you guys is going to Central first? Hey, Joey.
Where's my ring? My dead grandmother's wedding ring. Where is it?
Way to be cool, man.
What's he talking about?
Oh, there was a ring in a box on my nightstand. After you left, it was gone.
Wait a minute, you guys think I stole some ring?
No! We know you took it, so just save yourself the time and confess.
Okay, who were you, the Hardy Boys? Look, I don't need to steal some stupid ring, all right? I make $1,600 a week doing what I do. Any of you guys make that?
Marry me. Get it. Was in my room all night. If she didn't take it, and I didn't take it, and you didn't take it, then who did? I'm trying to think.
I still don't get how you know when it's false labor.
Well, do you see any babies?
How do you feel?
Okay, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess I know it's going to be over soon, so.
But isn't that a good thing? I mean, you said you were sick of this.
I know. You know, usually when you're done with the pregnant thing, then you know, you get to do the mom thing. I'm going to be, you know, sitting around in my leather pants drinking tequila.
Some moms do that.
Yeah, that's even sadder. Look, I know what I got myself into, you know. It's just that now that they're in me, it's like I know them, you know, and It's not going to be easy when, you know, these little babies have to go away.
Oh, I know, sweetie. But it's not like you're not going to have anything. I mean, you're going to have nieces and nephews. In some ways, that's even better.
Yeah, okay.
No, really. Really. I mean, you're not going to be the one worrying about saving for college or yelling at them when they're bad, you know, or deciding to put them on Ritalin when they just won't calm down. I mean, you're going to be the one that they come to when they want to run away from home, and the one they talk to about sex. I mean, you just get to be cool Aunt Phoebe.
Cool Aunt Phoebe. I am pretty cool.
Oh. Yeah, and you know what else?
Oh, my God, are they going to love you? They are going to love me. Oh. Thanks, you guys.
Aww.
Again.
Aww, sweetie.
Aww.
No! What?
What?
Oh, God. Just kidding. Oh.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, that's it again. You're so easy.
If anything should happen to him.
Billy, the vet said it's a simple procedure.
So? Things could go wrong? You don't know. Well, what if he doesn't make it?
He will, Joe.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't? Such a good duck. About him, you know?
Somebody lose a ring?
Oh! Oh my God! Thank you! Thank you so much! No!
Yeah. He's doing just fine. He's resting now, but you can see him in a little bit.
Oh, great.
Hey, listen, Ross, thanks for being so cool about this.
No, that's all right.
No, it's not. I mean, you made me your best man, and I totally let you down.
Hey, come on. It's not your fault.
Yeah, it is. You wouldn't have lost the ring, right? You know what? Ross, you were right from the start. He should be your best man.
No, you should.
Look, don't argue with me.
Hey, I get to choose my best man. I want both you guys.
Really?
Hey, both you guys should be up there with me. I mean, you two are my... I mean, I'm lucky to have just one good...
Okay, thanks, man.
I need to go check something.
For a baby.
Total wuss.
Hey, how come you're getting Nana's ring?
Well, Mom gave it to me. She said something about it being a wedding ring and that you may not need. Yeah. I really didn't need to tell you all that.
I don't really think it's fair. I mean, I always loved that ring.
Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. I'd let you have it, but Emily's gotten really attached to it.
Oh.
Thanks.
Here you go. Hey, Emily, did you know that ring spent 2 days in a duck's colon?